Close your eyes and watch your breath. All the way in, all the way out. Try to be consistent. It's only when you're consistent that the meditation can grow. It's like watering trees. If you plant a tree and water it for a day or two, then you forget about it, and you come back, it's dead. So you plant another one. And forget about it too, and then it's going to die. Keep this up for 100 years, and what you've got is just a little line of dead trees. But if you take one tree and you water it well, okay, it can grow into a tree that can give you shade, give you fruits, give you all kinds of good things. So look after your one tree right here. Your intention to stay with the breath and give the mind a good foundation. Because we need this foundation as we go through life. Things come at us from all directions. And if you're not on a solid foundation, they can knock you over very easily. So take your stance here. John Cha's image is being in a house, and there's only one chair in the house, and you're sitting in the chair. And as long as you're sitting in the chair, everybody else who comes into the house has to stand up. And if they don't feel at their ease, they can go. But if they take over the chair, then you're the one that that can get sorted around. In other words, if you allow your laziness to take over, you allow your greed or your anger to take over, suddenly they've kicked you out of the chair. They're in charge. And then you don't have a good place to stay. You stay inside, and there's just the fire, the anger. You go outside, and there's all the changes and ups and downs of the world outside. So you've got to wrestle the chair back. Make sure nobody else sits here. Then you can be in charge. Greed comes into the house and there's no place to sit down, it'll go. Anger comes into the house, there's no place to sit down, it'll go. And even though you haven't gotten rid of them for sure yet, still you're in a much better position. You're in charge of the house. And when you're in charge of the house, then the things that come out of the house are bound to be a lot better than if you allowed greed to take over the house or anger to take over the house. So maintain your intention to stay right here. This is your grounding. This is your safe place. This is your comfortable place. Right here with the breath coming in and going out. Finding the rhythm that feels best for you right now. And then that's something you can carry with you into the world. Don't forget about that. The breath isn't here only when you sit with your eyes closed. So it's here all the time. And you can take advantage of it at any time if you learn how to nurture it. Keep at it. Like the tree that you keep watering. It may grow slowly, it may grow fast, you don't know, but what you do know is you take care of the causes and the tree will take care of itself.